Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program. For it is our purpose to speak on those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. We've been studying, or at least we began our first study at why I am a member of the Church of Christ, by looking at the fact of the matter that we must understand that it is founded by the scriptural builder, and that is Christ. Another reason why that I am a member of the Church of Christ is because it was founded on the scriptural foundation. There is importance to a good foundation. I believe we all recognize the fact that there's no building or institution that can be stronger than the foundation on which it rests. The strength of either is directly dependent on the foundation. No house built out of proportion with the foundation can stand very long. A church is no exception. Its stability and benefits depend upon its foundation. And so the scriptural church must have the scriptural foundation, otherwise it would not be scriptural. Thus, no man can consistently claim membership in the scriptural church unless he is a member of the church founded upon a scriptural foundation. So what is the foundation? Well, we see that it is called a rock. And, you know, to determine the identity of the rock, we must determine the confession to which it refers. I want us to go back and look at Matthew 16. Let's begin our reading with verse 16. Well, let's do that. Let's go back to verse 13. When Jesus came into the regions of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." We find that Peter made that confession in verse 16, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And in reply, Jesus confessed Peter, and he said, "Thou art Peter." So we see then that Christ goes on to promise to build his church upon that rock. The rock, therefore, must refer either to Christ confession of Peter, or Peter's confession of Christ. Now, there have been many who would have us to believe that it was reference to Peter, since they argue that the word Peter in the original language that the New Testament was written, The word pedu means a rock or a stone. But the original language is not going to permit that interpretation because there are two different words that are used. Thou art Peter, and the word upon this rock are two different words. So we must understand that Jesus is not promising to build his house upon Peter, but upon the rock instead, that grand and that glorious fact that Christ is the Son of God. The church's foundation, the rock is not Peter. The rock is Christ. The foundation of the church of our Lord is not Peter. The foundation of the church of Christ is Christ. So the Lord's church has not been founded upon the weakness of human flesh, but rather upon the divinity, upon the sonship of Christ. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And there are other verses that bear this out as well. Take, for instance, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. In verse 10, we read, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. We know that the foundation that was being spoken of when Paul said that I have laid the foundation, he means that he did so with the church at Corinth and any other place that Paul went. He laid the foundation by laying down the teaching of the gospel. That good news, the good news that Jesus is sent from God, that Jesus is the Son of God, and that it is through him, through his death upon the cross, that we have the forgiveness of sins through contact with his blood that we come in contact with when we are baptized into Christ. And it will produce the remission, the forgiveness of sin. So the foundation is laid anywhere and everywhere in whatever period of time that the gospel, the pure, unperverted gospel is laid. We know from Galatians 1 that the Galatians were being removed unto another gospel, but Paul said there is not another. For though they pervert the gospel of Christ, so there's only one gospel, one good news that will result in, number one, the salvation of our souls, and in number two, the laying of that foundation for the church of our Lord to be built. So Paul says that according to the grace of God that was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. And no other foundation can be laid than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. So we see then that we must understand also when we look at Ephesians chapter 2. Notice with me what we read in verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So we see here that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. And anybody that has been in any type of building, home, whatever type of that construction, understands the importance of the cornerstone. Everything has to be measured from the cornerstone. If the cornerstone is not right, the building is not going to be right. But we don't have to worry about our cornerstone as far as the church is concerned that we want to be a member of. If indeed it is Christ, was he not the perfect individual that lived and walked upon this earth, never to sin? He never sinned, there was no guile found in his mouth, and it was because he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet with no sin, that he became that perfect sacrifice. So the church of which you and I need to be a member of, we need to be certain that it is truly Christ, not just to claim that it is Christ, but really and truly that Christ is the cornerstone. He is everything that which everything that is believed and practiced in the church is comes from. That building, that house must be shot, as I sometimes hear that word used by carpenters, that they shoot off of the cornerstone. So everything that the church that you and I are to be a member of must shoot off of the cornerstone. That means that we must go back to Him in order to get the true, accurate measure, so that we are doing all things as far as His church is concerned in accordance to His will. But we see in Jesus' day, the prophecy was made by the psalmist in Psalms 118, verse 22. The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. Jesus was rejected. He was rejected when He lived and walked upon this earth. And friends, He is just as much rejected today. People reject the truth. People reject all things that are said concerning the church, concerning its worship, concerning its organization, concerning its work. All of these things are ridiculed. All of these things are made fun of when the truth is presented. And so Jesus not only was rejected in His day, but He continues to be rejected today. But still, the point that I want us to see is that Jesus is the foundation. He is that corner, the head of the corner. And Jesus even applied that very prophecy in Psalms to Himself. Notice in Matthew 21, verse 42, Jesus said unto them, "Have you never read in the Scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Peter also applied it to Jesus. When we look at Acts in the fourth chapter, let's read verse 11 of that sermon that Peter is preaching. He said, "This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone." So see, all of these verses show that this is proof positive that the rock upon which Jesus built the church was not Peter, but the rock that He was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And this foundation that Christ is the Son of God has stood and still continues to stand. The malicious, the combined attacks of the opposition have not been able to weaken it. The infidels, the atheists, the modernists, the skeptics have raved and ranted, but Christ remains the Son of the living God. This rock may truly be compared to an anvil that's wore out many a hammer. This foundation stands as securely and firmly today as ever. And we now notice a contradictory example. Voltaire once boastfully declared that there would not be a copy of the Bible on the earth in 100 years. Well, it's been more than 100 years since his blasphemous prophecy. And we find it's no closer to its fulfillment than it was when he gave it. The same press on which this infidel's prophecy was issued is now being used by the Geneva Bible Society. What a prophecy. But what about the institutions that are founded upon men? Well, they're resting upon the sand. The foundations are weak. They will ultimately fall. Christ's church will come through triumphantly, for it's resting on a tried stone. A sure foundation. We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And until then, that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.